Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Regions across Asia are going through a period of economic uncertainty as a result of geopolitical disturbances such as the Hong Kong protests, US-China trade wars, as well as the differences between Japan and South Korea, just to name a few. Well, not surprisingly, the consequences are being felt by various industries and businesses, including the travel industry as well. Well, in such a scenario, how important is it for travel brands and tourism authorities to have robust, data-driven business strategies to maintain performance? Well, Matthew Zatto, Vice President of Tourism Asia-Pacific at Adara, the world's travel data co-op and a leading provider of traveler intelligence for travel brands, explains. Well, Matthew, what is the current state of tourism in Asia-Pacific?
Well, I'd say the current state of tourism still remains strong. I think that what's on everybody's minds is the impending global slowdown and what that will mean for tourism flows and specifically for travel economy. Still say that year-over-year growth still remains at about 6%. There's still a lot of positivity even amongst this turmoil.
Mm-hmm. So what is the impact of geopolitical disturbances on the travel and tourism industry with the data from Adara on travel sentiment?
Yeah, I think that something we can talk to specifically, and it's apt for this region and this time, is the slowdown that we're seeing in travel to Hong Kong. Obviously, with the social unrest, currently we're seeing over the months of June and July a slowdown of 22% in bookings for both flight and hotel, and 3% in terms of searches. So what we're seeing is travelers are still looking at Hong Kong as a destination for leisure travel, doing a search, doing further research, understanding that there have been flight cancellations, there's protests in the street, and they're realizing that concerns around safety as well as the expectations around their experience for the trip are not going to be what they had hoped.
So how can destinations and tourism authorities in the region use data to weather the storm?
Well, I think it's important that you look at robust data sets, and especially in real time, to understand consumer sentiment, the travel flows, and see where that silver lining might sit. So for the case of Hong Kong, we see that, yes, there's been such a precipitous drop in searches and bookings to the destination, but that doesn't actually take into account specific markets that are actually up year over year. So Taiwan, as an origin market, is up 12% over the same period year over year. So there still is an opportunity in driving tourism receipts and arrivals to the destination in light of some of these macroeconomic changes.
So would you say that the increase in this particular instance of visit tourism to a place like Taiwan is due to the drop in Hong Kong visits?
Well, this would be despite these protests, Taiwan still sees Hong Kong as a desirable destination. But if we look at globally, those travelers who are looking at Hong Kong and then search for alternative destinations, we see that Singapore and Bangkok have been benefactors of that kind of alternative view. So we see over 8% growth year over year in hotel bookings for both Bangkok and Singapore. So travelers are still looking to come out through the region, but maybe Hong Kong is no longer their first choice. And those flows are starting to be seen to other markets like Singapore and Thailand.
So how has the destination marketing landscape evolved over time, Matthew? And how will it continue to change?
Well, the openness of the Southeast Asian market, the focus on growing the tourism sector of the respective countries' economies still remains very strong. You look at Indonesia, who just a few years ago, tourism was the fourth largest sector of their economy. Rubber, oil and gas, palm was all, placing higher than tourism. And just in 5 years, tourism is now accounting for the largest sector of the economy. So I think we're seeing an opportunity and really the fastest opportunity to grow this sector and bring people out of poverty is tourism.
Well, Matthew, what are some of the current travel trends Adara is seeing based on data it has gathered for travel brands?
Well, we still see that APAC becomes an increasingly desirable destination, over indexing compared to other regions. We see Japan is growing very quickly, obviously with Rugby World Cup coming up this year, and the Olympics next year. There's a real fashionability of that destination. And if you look at over the last 10 years, there was about 6 million arrivals back in 2009. Today, there's over 30 million. And we expect, you know, also with a contracting overall economy in Japan, tourism is that one bright spot that we're seeing a lot of investment. We're seeing a lot of openness to international inbound travel.
So Japan is a top place to look out for.
I would say, yeah. Right now, that's the hot spot, is Japan. Okay.
How well are travel marketeers leveraging data insights across the Asia-Pacific?
I think that there's certainly room for improvement. I think that what we're afforded now, especially in our space, what Adara offers the tourism board is transactional data. So that visibility is something that a tourism board has never had. So a tourism board is typically optimizing their strategy based on how travelers are engaging with their marketing content. But they didn't know if they were actually making a booking or not, if that was resulting in an actual arrival, and how much were they spending in the destination? How could they quantify the value of that traveler? But now with real-time data sets, being able to look at what the activity is of that traveler going from their website onto, say, SingaporeAirlines.com, we can attribute that and help them understand what is the economic impact of a traveler. So this data is enabling tourism boards to really shift their KPIs to something moving away from more vanity metrics, like if they're watching our videos, if they're clicking our ads, to actually coming in destination and spending with those tourism stakeholders.
So what else do you think these travel marketers can be doing better? Is there any areas that you think they should be doing better?
Yeah, I certainly think that with this data, they can be a lot more nimble. They can look in almost in real time as to see what's working and what isn't, and optimizing based on what markets are presenting them with the greatest opportunity, what vendors are driving the best results. An increased quality data set is going to give clarity, and that clarity is going to translate into incremental opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we let you go, Matthew, what's on the horizon for Adara?
Well, I think that as we move into stronger and stronger insights, the value that we can create for travel brands, giving them really that holistic understanding of the traveler, is going to help them increase revenue, increase conversion rates. There's a lot more opportunity with a really rich data set that I think we're just now turning the corner on. So I think that, the future is very bright for Adara.
Okay, wonderful to hear that. Well, Matthew Zatto, Vice President of Tourism Asia Pacific at Adara, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.